Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Banish the bridge game and shove off the shuffleboard. Competitive table tennis for seniors is the subject of the new film Ping Pong. It airs tonight on PBS's POV series. The film follows seven competitors in the over 80 division of the World Veterans Table Tennis Championships in China's Inner Mongolia. That's where 100-year-old Austrian player Dot DeLow told a reporter that you are never too old to go for the gold.
Why are you participating in this competition? You are so old.
I'm not that old.
The film shows the arch rivalries and the individual motivations of the traditional sports drama, ramped up by the presence of cancer and dementia and the physical deterioration at the end of life. The film's producer is Anson Hartford, and he joins us now from the BBC in London. Anson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, ping pong does have this tension, these personalities, this will to win that we've seen in many sports dramas. Is that what drew you in as filmmakers?
Absolutely. It actually all started a few years ago with just a picture. It was a picture in a magazine. It was of Dorothy DeLow, the Australian you just heard. She was 97 then, and it was just this image of somebody in their later years wearing a national strip. She was representing Australia, and somebody representing their country at that age just sparked a lot of interest. So we looked into it and quickly discovered this world of veteran sports and veteran athletics. And it was a surprise to us, and very quickly understood that this was a rarefied world. The final age group in the Veterans Ping Pong Championships is 85 plus, and the people who make it to these competitions are pretty unique for various reasons, and their stories are pretty extraordinary.
There's something entirely different at stake here. I mean, we've all heard these stories of athletes with injuries like the torn meniscus or the sprain, but here we have the 81-year-old Terry Donlan. He's got a collapsed lung. He's got cancer. He was actually given just 1 week to live, and 5 months later was there playing in China. Let's hear him talking about that road.
When you have the prostate cancer, they say, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. He said, you can't have sex. I said, I've had my share. I'm all right. Anyway, I proved them wrong again. Yeah, I've proved them wrong. It's nice. I think your mind can cure a lot of your body.
It is hard to witness Terry. He's gasping for breath during a match. We also see Ursula Biel, a one-time female world champ in the over 85 set, a woman who another competitor says pretty archly, you know, she can hardly stand up. And I was watching this and thinking, you know, it's hard for me not to sound patronizing when I say, oh, they're just so old and dear. But there is something so inspiring about their will to win. And I wonder what you saw, you know, as filmmakers confronting your own ideas about aging and what the aged do.
I mean, for us, actually, Terry's clip there was is really sums up the film in a lot of ways. All of the characters, all of the players that we met, they had a common bond, which was their attitude to life, their attitude to ping pong, and the fact that they don't want to sit down and just give up and die, and Terry puts it that way. They still have this desire to engage with the world, and for them it's ping pong, but it can be anything. And in a sense, it sort of pushed away our preconceptions. I mean, we had to sort of level the playing field ourselves. You know, we had moments filming Les, for example, when we'd film some landscapes and we'd turn around, we're on an athletics pitch and we turn around and Les is attempting to do a headstand and he's 89. and you have that thing of wanting to say, oh no, Les, this is a bad idea. But at the same time, this is why Les is who he is. Mm-hmm. And actually, for him to harm himself doing what he loves doing is what he would prefer to have happen.
Tell us a little bit more about Les Darcy. He's Terry's doubles partner, for one. Mm-hmm. But you speak with his son and his daughter, and they tell you a little bit about what made the man that is Les.
Les is, he's really a sports fanatic. I guess his life has been defined by sports. He was a PE teacher. Earlier on, when he was growing up, he was actually quite poorly, and his way out of ill health as a young child was to body train, to weight train. And he kept that up to when we were filming with him. He was training with the British champions who were training for the 2012 Olympics. You know, he was giving them tips because he'd been through it, and he was inspiring the Olympic hopefuls. He also discovered athletics can be played at an older age, and so went to the States to enter in a world athletics champion, veterans athletics championships. And he went in the shot put and the javelin and the high jump.
Wow.
And then whilst he was there, he realised that the long jump, I think, wasn't being attended by anybody in the over 85s class. So he decided to do it and obviously set the world record.
Well, here's Les. He plays really with singular focus in the championship, but gets slightly off the beam when he loses his bat. There was a bit of intrigue there. You know, everyone was assuming it was stolen. But here he is talking about the kind of enforced humility, I guess, of aging.
It's these later decades that can be most punishing.
Come on,
to one's ego. You find that the things that you could do with alarming alacrity, you can't do at all.
And that's a clip from the film Ping Pong, which follows a group of competitive men and women in their 80s and 90s on the road to the World Championships of Table Tennis in China. I'm speaking with Anson Hartford. He's the producer of the film. Watching Les talk about and confront physical decline, this really is the last chance for many of them. Now, did you talk with any of them about what that meant, their end of life?
Sure. I think mortality was a theme throughout the film, and we talked, I think, in depth with all of our characters. We wanted to confront this. Making the film was almost wanted to be a window into this world of veteran sports, but window into our senior years. Myself and Hugh are in our 30s. And we wanted to know how to navigate this as we get old, and these people would be great teachers. Through doing this, the film actually became about what it is to be alive and what life is about, rather than what death is.
Well, let's hear some of that, a subtext of mortality making its way forward. Ursula, at one point, tells her son, "I would like to die at the table tennis table, but not too soon." And we also heard from Inga Herrmann, 89 years old, who has dementia. Now, here she is speaking to you in German about her idea of death.
Kann man dem anderen ja nicht zumuten mit dem Toten zusammen.
Well, what is she saying, Anton?
Inga Herrmann, she suffered a stroke and was she committed herself to this dementia ward. In the basement of the hospital, she found a ping pong table, and extraordinarily she found a coach and started to play. And over a course of some years, she developed a lot of her skills back and essentially became an outpatient and is now a volunteer manager of the ward that she committed herself to. So part of her job is to fit out the ward with paintings and pictures, and here she is talking about a picture that she saw in a church which describes perhaps light at the end of a tunnel.
Dass man vom Dunkeln ins Helle kommt. Dass man beim Tod nicht in das Dunkel geht, sondern in das Helle geht.
Interestingly, she puts it that it's a comforting thought for old people to feel that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
She is just seems so lovely to me and looks so happy playing, more so than the Austrian via Texas Lisa Modlick, who I have to admit I was not cheering for. And I wonder about you. You know, you must follow these seven very, very closely. Were there other contenders? How did you choose these seven?
It was very hard. The championships are set in Inner Mongolia, and we travelled there with about 12 players. And when we were there, we discovered another perhaps 12. So we filmed in total 24, and it was a combination of how they did in the competition in the tournament. We needed people to make it through to the semis and the finals. And it was about who they were and what their story was about. For us, meeting Lisa was a marvellous moment. She is a fierce competitor. And really sort of ballsy. She brought a kind of glamour to the sport, which we were also looking for, because for us it's sort of, there's an obsession to stay young, I think, and so we were looking for somebody to speak a little bit about that. And her competitiveness was wonderful. It was a joy to film, and in a sense she was just most vocal. They were all there to win. Les would 7 years ago, he would do a headstand on the table tennis table before the match because he reckoned it would give him 5 points head start on the opponent because they'd be like, my God, who's this guy? And so Lisa did the same thing. You know, she would do a bit of trash talking before the game. She would throw in a few comments that to unsettle her opponent, and she was very good.
In school, I always had to be number one. I like it.
Could you describe your style of playing?
As irregular as my driving. I try to make people walk a little. Not too hard, because I'm an old lady, but it's not how hard you play, it's where you put it.
At the World Championships, we see that there are a lot of other matches that are taking place side by side. Now, you were there, you and your brother, focusing on these much older players in these older age groups. But does the crowd pay much attention to this over 80 set?
It was really interesting. It was a 6,000-seater arena, and there were between 20 or 40 tables, depending on which part of the competition you were at. And so the noise was massive with the ping-pong balls. But the attendance was incredible. Ping-pong is a revered sport in China. It was televised every night. Not only were the sort of the 40-year-olds being given the prime spot on TV, but they would also then jump to the 85, the last category, 85+. And that took us by surprise, but we very quickly realised that there is a reverence also in Chinese culture for the elderly and sageness and wiseness. And so there was a lot of focus actually on that group. And the audience absolutely responded to their games as much as the professional, I guess, younger groups.
How about you, Anson? Have you and your brother started playing ping pong to fend off old age?
Well, we are brothers, so we're competitive. We used to play when we were younger quite a lot. And during the making of this film, we obviously picked up the paddle again and we played all of the competitors. And I have to say, we were beaten by all of them.
I could not have played against them.
But we learnt a lot. We learnt that in old age, you develop and hone the art of deception. And their ability to spin the ball was pretty remarkable.
Anson Hartford, producer of the film Ping Pong, which airs tonight on PBS's POV series. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Now you'll find links to watch a trailer and to find local listings at wordofmouthradio.org. Stick around. There's more Word of Mouth coming up after the break.